show's funny.
It's the morning show that drives Des Moines. To work or crazy, yep, depends on the day.
It's awesome.
Ken, Kurt, and Tawny in the morning on Star 102.5.
I know I'm terrified of just about every creature.
Yeah.
But up there, probably at number one, maybe number two, bees. I don't like bees.
I know.
First time I met my wife's parents in our backyard at Valley Junction. My father-in-law, who's a farmer, a hog farmer.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm wanting to impress him. I'm telling him some of the feet. We're painting the garage. And I was, yeah. And then a bee showed up, at which point I ran and jumped over a fence like it was a hurdle. And my father-in-law looked at my wife and goes, good one. You picked a good one. I had never ran so fast. I had never jumped so high.
Well, you said that this was up there. What else is competing with it?
Spiders.
Okay.
Spiders. I don't like spiders.
Spiders and bees. They fight one. I mean, they are right up there battling it out.
Okay.
But growing up, I always thought that bees, the best way, it was probably because of cartoons, but the best way to get rid of bees is throw water at them or submerge them in water if you can. I think it's because of the cartoons where people would run in the water and then they have like a little straw and they'd breathe through, and the bees would leave.
It's okay. Like you're not submerging the bee. You're submerging yourself to keep the bee away.
Well, when we had a little pop-up pool in the backyard whenever there was a bee, I would splash water at it wasp, I'd throw water at it.
Oh, and yeah, make it mad.
Yeah, then it would get in the water and I'd pour more water on it and try and drown it, And then you could splash it out of the pool. Well, finding out that bumblebees can breathe underwater for a week. Everything I knew is a lie.
Bumblebees are nice.
Yeah, I don't mind the big fuzzy ones.
Yeah, they usually are pretty calm.
I call them dumblebees because they're just dumb. They just seem
to. Can I use that now too?
Yes, they fly around. They bump into things. And for whatever reason, and I know it's not true, I feel like those don't sting you. That they don't even have stingers.
They have them, but...
I know.
I feel like they're harder to get mad, but like they have more patience or something.
Because they're dumb. They're dumb.
Well, good then.
As opposed to the genius other bees.
They're smart. They're smart, all right? Okay, find me.
I always say that about spiders.
Compared to the target, the victim. But yeah, bees can breathe underwater.
All bees are just a bumblebee.
Well, the bumblebee queens is what they had gone with, the eastern bumblebee. So it looks as though it's one of the big fuzzy ones. They can breathe underwater for up to a week.
The big fuzzy ones, just pet it. That's what it sounds like when you talk that way.
Have you seen them covered in pollen? Because I want to pet them even more when they have pollen all over their booties. It's so cute.
It's interesting because it's the biggest of the bees. And yet, when I see one on a flower, I will go up and take a picture of it. If it was a regular just honeybee, I run and jump a fence.
It's fun to boss Alexa around.
Just ask.
Go tell Alexa to wake up to Star 102.5 every morning.
I'm on it.